Thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about Vietnam's COVID-19 response with Dr. Huang Le Thu from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. Now, let's touch on the economy. I'm wondering how the domestic economy in Vietnam has been impacted by this pandemic. And I can imagine tourism is only one of the many sectors of Vietnam's economy that has been hit hard by this.
Yes, it's still an unfolding crisis. We don't know yet the full scale of damage because even now that Vietnam has gradually returned to normal as normal as it can be, it's still not fully open yet. It is gradual in that approach. So there are a lot of economic loss estimated at the moment, but there are a lot that will come in still because we don't understand the full scale of the damage. But as you said, Vietnam is also very much affected by the tourism. It's a big portion of its GDP and also manufacturing because Vietnam's biggest markets are all in the crisis. It's the EU, it's the US, it's Korea, Japan, that's just gone up to a recession, and also other ASEAN countries as well as China. All the markets are affected, so it's not going to be an easy and quick by any means recovery. So Vietnam had to reinvent its manufacturing. Obviously, it also not only export because it also depends on the supply chain, the parts and materials to produce. So everything is going to be affected, and it will take quite a while to come back to the predicted growth. Already by now, as we the predictions are quite grim, not as bad as in many other neighboring countries, but equally grim.
Right, Dr. Le Thu, one of the questions, yeah, I understand that Vietnam, you know, has kind of a mixed economy, right? So there's private enterprise, but there's also a lot of state involvement in the economy. To what extent has the government, through policy measures, redirected the production of PPEs or pivoted the economy to respond to both domestic and international needs?
So there are a little bit of silver lining in that overall green picture, but as I said, a lot of that is still in the prediction. There are, proactive measures and policies that the government is taking to mitigate and minimize the loss. So, for example, manufacturing masks and PPEs, as you mentioned, are taking over some of the manufacturing numbers, but I don't think will be very sufficient being able to replace those regular numbers and orders which have been in large scale cancelled or postponed by now. So there will be, as I said, it's minimizing, it's mitigating rather than replacing. But also there has been a trend that it had been happening before the virus came, which is the trade war. And because of trade war, a lot of factories, Western, especially American, had been considering Vietnam and moving out from China, for example, and moving to Vietnam. So I think the government is hoping that this trend will continue. And as we know that certain big corporations and multinationals such as Apple are already looking into expanding in Vietnam. So, if the great power competition and trade war continues amid this coronavirus crisis, Vietnam could see, new factories and new investments and also some shift from China to Vietnam.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier that the predictions for the economy is quite grim. This crisis is still unfolding. Has the Vietnam government announced stimulus, economic stimulus, like other countries around the region? And is that going to be enough?
Yes, it has announced in several already several times. At the moment, it's around 20, 30 billion, if I remember correctly. So it's not looking too great in comparison to other countries. It's not comparable to what Malaysia has announced, for example. So it's not going to be sufficient. Obviously, it is a challenge for every country, every every economy, whether developed or developing here in Australia, is also a case. But I don't think stimulus packages are sufficient to fill in into that, you know, upcoming big crisis. We don't know. I can only repeat some of the economists' predictions that it's going to be a global recession and it's going to last for a long time. Yeah. Already by now, we have some numbers confirming that the unemployment rate numbers are higher already than during the global financial crisis, which took such a longer time than this couple months only. So,
yeah. Speaking of unemployment, Dr. Lê Thu, sorry, we're running out of time. Just very quickly, I want to ask you about Vietnam's social safety net. And many people who've lost employment or are underemployed now severely, what kind of program has the government rolled out to protect those individuals, those citizens?
Well, there are program safety net, but you know, you have to remember that there is a lot of people whose livelihood are based on informal economy. So even if the social safety net, which is not as good as in developed countries, especially like in Europe or higher in OECD countries, those who are not covered are also going to be affected, and that's really going to be a devastating effect for not only Vietnam but most of the countries in the region, because the dependence on informal economy is so big. We can't understand the full impact of that yet.
I see. All right. And in the last minute or so that we have left, Dr. Lê Thu, can I just get your thoughts on what's next for Vietnam? So it has, for all intents and purposes, successfully contained this pandemic and the economy is now opening up. What is next to ensure that it remains on this right track?
Well, I think it's very important to stay vigilant. We don't know how many waves of the coronavirus will there be. It is very cautious in opening in gradual and very rigorous in monitoring the development. It is slowly opening for domestic tourism, which will help boost the economy a little bit, and even opening some secondary borders in order to have the goods and materials for production and economic activities going on. But it will have to be very, very vigilant in monitoring the situation, because nowhere else, you can be sure that the virus is contained.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with us tonight, Dr. Lê Thu. That's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris with Misharat Kutun signing off for this evening. Thank you so much for watching and good night.